This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Now, there are a lot of good things about social media and sites like Instagram for businesses in particular, right? You can advertise directly. You can show everyone what you can do, exactly how you want to do it. But there's a downside too, like people expecting free stuff because they think they're doing you a favor and advertising on social media is so valuable. And you know what? One business owner is saying enough is enough. We're going to find out what led to this. Joining us now is Sadaf Chakajee, who's the owner and operator of Charcuterie Vancouver. Sadaf, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Simi. Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, I remember reading about your story, your business back during the pandemic, because that's when you got started, isn't it?
I got started right before the pandemic in 2019, yes, and we kind of took off in 2020, and we were, yes, all over the radios and news stations.
Would you say that social media was really important to the starting of your business?
Yes, absolutely. I would say, actually, when I got laid off, in 2020 from my corporate job, and that's when I really focused on growing my business, and that was mainly off of Instagram.
Right. And so how much would you say that's been valuable to you? Is it like advertising on Instagram is a pretty big deal?
Now it's more balanced between Google and Instagram. But I mean, in the beginning, it was mostly just TikTok, Instagram. That's where we were doing all of our advertising. That's kind of where everybody was sitting during COVID as well, is just on their social medias. So it was really important for us to be very active on there and social. But currently, it's still important, but it's not as important as it was back in the day. The algorithm is very different. So now we're just focused more on corporate marketing and doing that on Google.
Right. Okay. So like, what have you noticed, Steph? What has been happening? Like, why are people asking for free stuff?
I think in the last few years, especially since the pandemic, there's been a rapid growth of influencers on Instagram, and they see other influencers get, you know, all these free trips, all these free brand PR packages and whatnot. And so what they do is they target small businesses instead of the large corporations and ask us for free, you know, whether it's a bakery or an event company, or for us, it's catering, and they just expect free food. There's a lot of influencers that actually message us daily. There was one yesterday that said, hey, I have a birthday coming up on this weekend. Would you guys mind catering my event? And I'll post a few photos and tag you. It's one thing to ask for one box and, you know, take photos of that and purposely, intentionally post that on Instagram and tag us. But it's another to have a birthday party for 50, 60 people and expect us to, you know, set up a huge grazing table, which costs $2,000 to $3,000, and, you know, just make one reel with your entire event and have us like in the tag. That's of your crazy captions at the bottom.
Sadaf, that is crazy. Are you telling me this is happening like several times a week? People are asking for things like that?
Absolutely. I would say at least 3 to 4 times a week.
What?
But on a good week, about 7 times a week daily.
So, and there's different levels of this? Like they're asking, like you say, for a box or cater my party for me?
Yes. A lot of it is at parties. It's, hey, I have a baby shower. I have 20,000 followers. Can you guys provide free food, free desserts, and we'll tag you on Instagram? Or, you know, it's a birthday party. It's a gathering. It's an event. A lot of it is also just they're having little, like, social gatherings and things like that. Or nonprofit events. Nonprofit events, a lot of them do pay, of course, and we'll give them a nonprofit discount. But recently, the reason it went viral is because I posted, there was a huge event that happened in Vancouver. I'm not going to name it, but it was a couple weeks ago, and it happens annually. And they requested for us to cater for a minimum of 1,500 people at no cost. Like, they would not pay.
Okay. So they want you to cater their event for 1,500 people. And yes. I'm assuming they're making some money, right? They're not broke, as you said.
Their tickets were $300 per person and they were sold out.
And they wanted you to do this for free. And how much would have that have cost you if you did this?
So normally we use really premium fine cheeses and things like that. So on average, that would cost about $15 to $20 per person. So about $20,000 to $25,000. But we would charge the customer about like $25, $30. So it'd come up to $35,000 to $40,000 for 1,500 people.
And they wanted that for free.
Yeah. And if I did something cheaper, like if I did cheaper meats and cheeses, like the least it would have cost me with labor would have been $15,000.
Okay. So Sadaf, was that the straw that broke the camel's back for you?
Yes, absolutely. That's when I went online and I'm like, I just cannot believe that I get these kind of asks. And when I posted that, so many businesses were sending me screenshots. This is what I get too on a daily basis. This is and you know, when we first start out, myself included, we don't know that we shouldn't do this. We're like, oh my God, this person has 10,000 followers. Let me give them a free board. Like, that's going to help me so much. In the beginning, I would do it. And there, I remember 5 years ago, there was influencer, she even charged me. I had like 200 followers at the time, so I didn't know. She said, hey, I'll take photos for you. I have 14,000 followers and you have to pay $400. And I was like, okay. And I did. I gave her a free $200 box and she took photos. And then I realized all her followers were fake and there was like 20 likes on that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this sounds like an epidemic, Sadaf. Would you say this is an epidemic of people wanting free stuff?
Yes, absolutely. I think right now it is.
Okay, so then what, you said that you've got businesses reaching out to you, but what are these people who've asked you for free stuff? And it's still happening, even though you've put this out there.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, and even after that day, I posted just that day, I think like 2 hours later, someone messaged me asking for, I think she said it was a birthday party or something like that.
Okay, so you have no problem now just saying, nope, it's not happening.
No, yeah. Every time, I honestly, at this point, I just ignore them. I the emails, the DMs. But sometimes, like recently, there was an article written about this. And so there was another girl that messaged me the other day. I just sent her the article.
That's a good idea. Just put that up there. So are you worried at all about your business with this? Like, I guess up and coming businesses, maybe this would be a bigger impact for them.
Yes, absolutely. Honestly, I feel bad for the smaller businesses that are starting out because they're like, they do, you know, fall into this and they do cater all these events for free. And I see them do that and it just breaks my heart because I'm like, no, you're not going to get anything from this. And especially when you're starting out, like we've been out for 5 years, so we have money. We can afford to lose it a little bit here and there. But when you're starting out, you know, everything is completely out of your own pocket. So I really feel bad for them because they see a big name and they're like, oh my God, let me do this. And they spend hundreds of dollars and then they get nothing in return.
Okay, Sadaf, what is your message then to people out there about this, about people who want free stuff?
I would say, you know, you really have to determine what their intentions are. I'm not going to lie, there are some amazing influencers that I've worked with in the past that are intentional with their posts. One influencer that really helped me was she's a foodie in Vancouver. Her name is Kirsty, and her Instagram is Eating with Kirby. And she really did help me in the beginning, and she did not charge me at all. We were friends prior to this. We used to work together. So I would just make a box. I would give it to her. She would take beautiful photos, tag me, post on her story, and never charge me a dime. And never even asked for anything for free. I was the one that would give that to her, and she really helped me out. So for businesses, I would say look at influencers who are in your niche. So if you have a food company, a restaurant, whatnot, look for an influencer that only posts about food and that's local. That's the biggest thing. You need to work with someone that's local. Even if someone comes at you with a million or 2 million followers, you know, their audience is all over the world. So it's not going to help you in any way. So I would just say work with someone that's intentional.
And don't be afraid to say no, clearly. Sadaf, thank you so much. And listen, good luck.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. Have an awesome day.
Anytime. Sadaf Chakaji is the owner and operator of Charcuterie Vancouver. Check it out. But do not ask for free stuff. I just can't even believe that, right? My mind is blown by the number of people who do that. If you want to weigh in, see me at cknw.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.